Whether he did the birth, I don't really remember. I mean, I never heard my father say. But we're all very healthy. Mm-hmm. And we were lucky that way.
And what about your education?
Well, then I went to public school in Garden City and could walk to school just a few blocks away. And then when my mother moved into New York, I went to the private school in New York City up on 63rd and Park, I remember. Used to walk up there. We were living pretty close to school. And then went off to boarding school to Pauling, which is now Trinity Pauling, which is a boarding school. All three of us went there. My two other brothers were at Choate, and one got caught smoking with Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a big friend of his. And of course, they threw my brother out, but they kept Jack Kennedy. And so they all went. We all went to Pauling, and then I went up to Williams College, and then I went to the University of Virginia Law School. So I had many years of education.
Right. And your siblings today.
Yeah, well, one went out west for his health, never went to college, and started ranching and became a very successful rancher in, down in Arizona near the Mexican border. Had the three daughters who were great riders and took all their horses to the University of Arizona when they were in college. And the other brother lived all over the world, London and Spain. And
what did he do?
Well, he was in the aviation business. He was he volunteered and was in the Canadian Air Force during the war and flew Churchill and Attlee and all the VIPs around. He was a VIP pilot and had a very interesting experience in the war. So after the war, he got involved with British Airways and started the Boeing Stratocruiser across the Atlantic and headed up the whole division, and somebody stood up in Parliament and said, "What are we doing with an American running our airline?" And that was the end of that job. Mm-hmm. So he had various jobs in the airline business.
Did he marry?
He married four times.
Oh, wow.
The family's not very good on this marriage business because my father was married three times. My other brother's only married once. Yeah, he married.
So you've been in a lot of weddings.
No, Ed's wives too. I learned the lesson from him. They were his great friends. In fact, he stood up for his first wife, or found her, the husband, and stood up his best man.
Oh, wow!
So he's very close to his ex-wives.
Well, that's interesting. And where did you meet your wives? Where did you meet your?
Well,
first
I met the first one here. I was stationed here in Atlanta in the Army. I was in the Intelligence Corps. We were in civilian clothes by then, in the counterintelligence corps here. And I met her here because her father was related up, and they were from New York originally, her father. And they'd moved down here, and so he invited me out to the house, and that's where I met my first wife.
And how old were you?
I was, 26,
oh.
I guess, or 23. Well, no, I got out of law school at 22. No, I was about 24, yeah.
And so she was the Southern?
She was born down here and a Southern gal, and called Mary Campbell. Everybody was double named in those girls, remember? She was Mary Campbell.
What their parents think about me being from up north?
Well, they liked it all right. Because they were Yankees themselves. Hello? Not yet. Has everyone come yet?